This is Merloni and Fourier.
Where's the music?
The Red Sox continue to look good in yellow. Do they deserve your attention now? Oh, we gonna get to that. I know, this is Saints week, but we keep getting these Tom Brady leaks and we just can't help ourselves. Sorry, Jameis.
We some dog, we ain't no blood, hell no.
Oh, and Chuck from Foxborough was busy today.
Hey, how you doing?
Quite well.
Hello, I'm calling because...
Okay, thanks for the call. Bill is up next in Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
It's Lou. It's Christian. This is Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, happy Thursday, everybody. So the Red Sox win again, and I tell you what, this isn't for you people that can actually sit back and watch a baseball team that's got to walk into the postseason because they're somewhat successful, right? That's what you are for your playoff team. You sit back and you've watched this season and you've enjoyed this season, then good for you because you're allowed to actually watch something and enjoy it and be entertained. A team from Boston is entering the postseason. What this is for you sheep, you soft individuals that allow people out there to influence your feelings about what you're watching because it's not cool to root for the Boston Red Sox. You sit around and you read Dan Shaughnessy for 5 months crapping all over this baseball team and has the balls to actually ask you why there's no love. Geez, Dan, maybe it's because you've been crapping on him for 5 months. What do you think? I know you've been doing it for 20 years, but still, here's the little twist. If you really want to troll the Red Sox fan base, you should probably start rooting for him and tell them the reasons why they like him. Because more and more of you people are just destroying this team for whatever reason. Because you're following people with influence. You're following their agendas. My man, Jerry Callahan, who I love. Okay, love the guy. He's out there in the podcast. We all know he's got an agenda. He blames everything on the Red Sox, the reasons why he's no longer in this building. So he tells you that the Red Sox fans, nobody cares about him. They're only getting 20,000 in their stadium each and every night. What he doesn't tell you is for the first 20 home games, they're only allowed 4,500. What he doesn't tell you is for the next 10 home games, they're only allowed 9,000. And then they started selling tickets. They're getting 30, 32,000 people. It's not 38. A lot of that has to do with season ticket holders not allowed to buy season tickets. But still, they want to kind of portray this thing. So what do? You love Jerry Callahan, so you hate this company, and you hate the Boston Red Sox, because Jerry Callahan tells you you should. Meanwhile, for the next 5 hours or all week long, he will rip the left politically for being nothing but sheep for following communist propaganda that this country throws out there, and you just follow whatever they tell you. Meanwhile, you do the exact same thing by your leader, Jerry Callahan. That's just the way it is. And then you've got other people, I guess Beatles out there spewing the same things about this 20,000 attendance, which bothers me because, to be honest with you, when it comes to that show, he should know the facts. Because we all know that Zoe hasn't watched a baseball game in 4 years and wishes they would just go away so we can just talk football. We all know that, but that shouldn't surprise you at all. Because from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on that station in the hub, the tone of that show is that baseball sucks, the sport is dead, you shouldn't care, you shouldn't go, and you people are too dumb to realize it's the only team they don't broadcast. This is the memo that they have passed throughout their entire station. They don't want you to watch. They don't want you to care. They don't want you to listen. As a matter of fact, what did the Friday night host, Adam Jones, what did he say?
I hope they turn around and boycott the last homestand. I hope fans continue to not go. In fact, I would encourage fans to not go.
So there's a difference between being negative and talking about and having opinions and wishing fan bases not to go and give you reason after reason and why you should hate this baseball team. It's because they don't want you to like this team. They don't want you to. It's all about their teams that are on their station. And I get it. And there's a difference between pushing it and pushing people away and telling you you're soft and you're stupid and you're dumb. They're a very influential station. They are very successful. No one's saying they're not. But you people just want to be, what, is it just fit in with them? And you just sort of sit there and you're shamed into not liking the Boston Red Sox because influential people in this city tell you you shouldn't. And you're too dumb to realize that there are agendas behind it all. Why don't you sit back and watch a baseball team that is entertaining, that's about to walk into the playoffs, and actually tell yourself, man, these guys are fun. They've won 4 World Series in the last few years, and that station across the street from day one to the very end of the season still tells you they suck and you shouldn't watch. You haven't picked up on it yet? How can you not see it? It happens all the time. People, you're so influenced. You are the sheep. To be honest, I give you credit if you actually like this team and not influenced by others. And it's the same thing with this station. For years, people telling you, you just shouldn't listen to this place because this place is old and this place is stale. And then what do? All the old stale people leave. And then people, but you still sit there and you're not allowed to like this station. You know what? Jerry Callahan walks out of here. So the people of Jerry Callahan, the followers, they don't like this place. You should be pissed at how he left. You should be because it was wrong. Same thing with Kirk Manahan. He's out in his podcast preaching about how you should hate this place and hate the Red Sox. And you just kind of go with it. You should be upset with how he left. That whole thing was screwed up. There's no question about it. But you don't even allow yourself to sit there and say, oh, my God, they got all these new people, new shows, new management, new everything. And then, you know, maybe I should take a step back and not listen to people, media critics like Chad Finn, who's just still butthurt over the fact that freaking Jerry Callahan and Kirk Minahan hurt his feelings 6 or 7 years ago. But no, you just want to keep going with what everybody tells you. Those guys are kicking our ass in the ratings. There's no question about it. Will it last? I don't think so. I'm having a lot of fun with the new show. We're changing a lot of things around here. And we're going to continue to do our job. No question they do a good job. I get it. But you got to ask yourself, is it getting stale? Or is it just a habit? I don't know, you walk in, how many days can you eat chicken? Do you actually like their shows, or is it just a habit? And this is what it is. It's so much influence in this city. You're being told what to like and what not to like. You got a team that's about to walk into the playoffs right now, and you are being told, and you're being shamed if you root for them by people just because of their agendas. And you can't even figure it out. How you don't like this team, I don't get it. They've given you everything. It's been entertaining since day one. It's been a rebuild. You hated them the first three games, then they went off. After that. And then it was, well, let's see what they're like. The deadline pissed you off. It pissed me off. I didn't even recognize them for the month of August. Now all of a sudden they're playing great baseball again. They're going to get into the postseason. It's a very dangerous team. And there's people out there asking you to boycott them. There's people out there telling you you shouldn't go to the Yankee series. Like, as much as you want to, you actually feel shame about it. Maybe you don't even admit it to your friends, or if you do, you sort of whisper it to you. There's too many people like you out there. Have some balls and actually just admit it. If you like the team, fine, you like the team. If you hate baseball, you hate baseball. If you're Zoe, you hate baseball. So be it. Whatever. But if you watch this thing and it's entertainment, you should be able to like it. You shouldn't be shamed by other people in this town telling you that you shouldn't like them. Like, am I wrong? 617-779-7937. If you don't like this team, you tell me why. Is it because people tell you you shouldn't like this team? Is that how we live? It seems like we do lately, but really with our sports teams? I'll sit there and criticize Bill Belichick and New England Patriots, but I'll never tell you not to watch them. I'll never give you reasons why ownership craps down your throat. Why do the Red Sox think you guys are stupid lately? Really? Why do they think you're stupid? What, the uniforms are a money grab? Do you really hate the yellow uniforms, or are you just saying that because you hear like a radio host who hates this team say that they hate the yellow uniforms? What do you care? They're winning baseball games. I don't care if they go out there naked. Like, what do you care? Christian, what do you care? Like, am I wrong here? The people are ashamed to like a team that's about to walk into the postseason because their favorite podcast or their favorite show doesn't make money on them, and they don't want you to like them. I love watching this team. I think a lot of people are liking this team. I think you're going to see it this weekend at Fenway Park when the Yankees come in. You're seeing 32,000. I think you're going to see 35. Maybe it'll sell out. I don't know. But they're walking into the postseason right now, and this team is fun, and it's okay to like them. You shouldn't be shamed by it. You should just sit back and watch this team. They're playing the Yankees. You think I give a rat's ass if it lasts 4 hours long? I'm going to be entertained. It's playoff time. You want to be like this in game 42? I get it. I understand the diehards are there, but it's mid-September, and people are telling you you shouldn't like them? And you go along with it? You're a bunch of sheep is what you are.
Chuck called Tampa today.
I like it. No, I love it. Excellent point, excellent point, excellent point. Listen, this is going to be what we're going to do for the next couple segments. And like you said, I want to know, is he right? Is Lou right? We've been talking about this for a while now. I'm glad you finally kind of had enough of it and decided to kind of just go at it, because I think this is the first time I've ever been this quiet for this long a period of a time. Is he right? Now, if you were a Sox fan who abandoned this team, we ask you an honest question. An honest question. Why? Why? If you're a sheep, then just admit it. Admit that you have no backbone. Admit that you have no ability to think for yourself. Like, that's fine. We'll commend you. High five from here. But I want to know. I kind of want to get this off my chest. I know you want to get off your chest. Let's hear it. Come with it. Don't be weak. Don't be intimidated. Don't be shy. And don't ramble and mumble and carry on. Get on. We'll put you on. Give us what you want to say, and then hang up.
617-779-7937. We'll hear from you next.
Back to Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir. Three bags full. One full.
Oh, the sheep.
Truth hurts.
Oh, the sheep.
You want to review that rant right now?
Oh.
Not on your life.
So
I was amazed. He didn't mess up once.
It's a talent.
I'm amazed.
So are you allowed to root for this team? Or will you be like others and be shamed into not saying it out loud? Because you listen to other people. I want to go to Jerry in Waltham. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Listen,
what's
Lou,
up?
First of all, heads up to Ryan Garvin, the best producer out there. I want to just tell you something. I loved your rant. You were absolutely right. This is ridiculous. You listen to that other station, you wouldn't even know we had a baseball team. I am enjoying watching this team. Schwarber is amazing. What has happened to Bobby Dalbec has been such a great story. I mean, he was my whipping boy for the first half of the year. Look at what this kid's done. Mm. If you're not excited by this team, you got something wrong with you. I mean, this is a great baseball team. The Killer Canaries are going all the way. I hope they continue to wear yellow uniforms all the way up
Killer
to the World
Canaries.
Series.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I want to go to Mike and Stoughton. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, Lou, I love the rant, and I totally agree with you. The listeners shouldn't be sheep. They should be able to make their own decision. However, though, you know, I hear the hypocrisy because when you guys was ranting or bringing Cam down and the listeners, you know, being just be able to make their own decision, you know, I think it's kind of like a
Mike, it's completely different, and I'm sorry you can't understand the two. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and not rip Cam Newton or rip Al Horford or rip the Bruins or rip the Sox even. There's a huge difference between having opinions and sitting there saying, you know, Cam Newton, you know, you shouldn't watch the Patriots. Ownership craps in your face every single day. You shouldn't watch them. The product sucks. Football sucks. Stop watching the Patriots and just continually boycott the Patriots. Don't go to Gillette. They don't like you. They don't love you. You think Zoe's going to have a problem if the Patriots wear alternative uniforms? He's probably going to buy one. Like, I'm just saying, like, the whole station, top to bottom, don't listen, don't watch, don't do anything. I mean, of course, it's the only team they don't have. And there's a huge difference between having opinions, negative opinions, and telling you not to watch a sport or how the sport sucks and just constantly tell you why you shouldn't root for them. And then shame you for actually admitting you like them. Big difference. Mike in New Hampshire, what's up?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it sounds a lot like politicians today. Disinformation in order to win. And that's what you're looking at here. Someone in the other organization has made a decision to allow this to happen. And it's really a shot below the belt.
Yeah.
Because it's trying to destroy a team. It has nothing to do with, and the benefit is theirs. They're going to financially, they're looking at it from a business standpoint. But let me ask you this. Isn't it true that, and I'm not going to knock you guys or any other radio station, but everyone does, not negativity, but create agitation in order to create interest? Isn't that part of the strategy?
We're not truly understanding the difference between having negative opinions and telling people not to watch a team or a sport, right?
No, I agree. I agree with you. Okay. We're on the same basis there. I'm trying to take it one more level up and saying, isn't that true? Even at, and I'm not saying your radio station, but all radio stations, they create the agitation. They're creating a lot of agitation by doing this. That's part of how you get people to get on and start calling back. And I see it in the political arena, too. I mean, even the ownership of, let's say, if it's Fox News, the Fox is going to do the same damn thing on their position.
Yes.
They're going to try to get...
Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't want to make it political like Shaughnessy does. I just want to kind of stick with it. Let's go to Alex in Connecticut. Alex, go ahead.
You're 100% correct. Let me tell you something. I was born in 1956. I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life, living and growing up in the Bronx, New York, which wasn't that easy, I can tell you that. So I suffered plenty of years. And you know what? Red Sox baseball is WEEI. And WEEI is Red Sox baseball. I go to church on Sundays, and Red Sox baseball was my absolute second religion. I grew up, I lost, and I was a loser for many years, and I'm proud of it. Proud of the team. Proud of the 75 Sox. Proud of the 78 Sox. I don't give a damn if they lost. I still stick with them. I love them. Was I pissed off? Plenty of times. Losing to Baltimore in the beginning of this year, you're damn right I was pissed off. Yeah, at training deadline, I was out of my mind. I kept telling you how I couldn't stand them anymore. Yet I love them. I love them. When they won the World Series for the first time in 04, because I made a pact with me and the Lord above, I went out and purchased a dozen a pair of red socks. And I wore red socks every day.
Thanks. Alex, thank you very much.
Jeez,
thank you very
like
much.
Lou.
Thank you very much. How about this
Mini Lou.
I don't know, soft puppy poop. So, Chad Finn, Maloney ran about the Sports Hub killing the Sox because they don't have the broadcast rights. It's entertaining for him. But it would carry more weight if they didn't crap on the Celtics and Patriots constantly. Chad, you just quit. Honest to God, just quit. Like, you're a media critic. Do you have any idea what you're talking about? There's a difference between crapping on a team. We crap on the Celtics?
I mean, not really.
I crap on the Patriots. I'm not a big fan of Bill Belichick.
I mean, how are we?
But Chad, do I tell them to stop watching the Celtics? Do I tell them that we're going to boycott the Celtics? This is the guy you people out there actually read on Fridays because you think he's a media critic. This is the guy who understands the business so badly that he can't even figure out the difference between the two. He's soft. Like, seriously. Like, when do we ever sit there and say, you know what? Basketball, the NBA, we'll talk about the game and how, like, do you like the three-point shot? But do I ever say, don't watch the Celtics? That the Celtics ownership craps down your throat and that you shouldn't watch them? Or when they play other uniforms, rip them for saying it's a money grab, even though it's the players that wanted to wear them because they're superstitious? Like, do we go that far? Like, I tell you what, Chad, just go on the air in the hub. Really, just do it. Just quit the Globe and just let them hire you. Just go away. Really, just go away. You have zero credibility, and unfortunately, people in this town think you do.
Are you saying he's not objective?
He doesn't know the job. He's in charge of... He didn't even admit it to me. He doesn't even want to do it. They just asked if he would write the media column. He knows nothing about the business. He told me that one day. I know nothing about this. I just get numbers from Zoe, and I just put them in the paper. Like, I know absolutely nothing about the job. You know, I'm just a listener, to be perfectly honest with you, an uneducated one. John in Metro West, what's up?
Lou, let's take a breath here and understand that, you know, we loved you as a Red Sox.
Yes.
But you got to be fair. The Red Sox are not being fair to your station over the years, have they? Were they fair to Kirk and Jerry?
I already told you that what happened with Kirk and Jerry here was wrong. I do think they put a lot of blame on the Red Sox. I don't really think there's I don't think Sam Kennedy's the one that got him fired. I'll tell you that. And I'll tell you, if we handled the situation better with Kirk, which is what we should have, within a year he would have been gone anyways, because we all know he would have absolutely lost his ever-loving mind. He wasn't long for this. He wanted to do exactly what he's doing right now. Best thing for him was to go and do his thing. He wouldn't have lasted. You know it. I know it. And, yeah, Jerry, I wish you were still here. I like Jerry. What's the problem?
But the problem is what the Red Sox did to Kirk and Jerry.
Well, I just told you it didn't happen. Okay, well, I don't think Sam Kennedy fired him. I think our company handled it wrong. That's what happened.
Well, I would agree with your company handled it wrong. But your company went woke because of Murchison. You would have to agree
with that. We handled Murchison all wrong. I believe you. Listen, we all know it did. We all know. But how long are you going to hold it accountable for? We get new management. We get new everything. We get new shows. How long are you going to hold everybody accountable for? How long are you going to hate it for? What, just because Jerry told you to? Now you act like somebody on CNN that he rips every single day because you just do whatever Jerry tells you. Jim in New Hampshire. I'm not done. Go.
Lou, how's it going?
What's up?
For the most part, I agree with you with just about everything you said, but can't you say the same thing about how the ownership treats the fans? I mean, they let the best player in my lifetime, at least, walk in Mookie Betts. And me as a lifetime fan, I'm supposed to just accept that and say, okay, I just feel like they treat fans like they're stupid. And that's the way I have felt for years.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about Robert Kraft? You let the greatest football player go of all time. Do you hold him to the same? Do you hold him at the same level?
Absolutely.
So you hate the Patriots because of that. You hate Robert Kraft because
I hated
of that.
I said to you.
I'm just saying you don't hold Robert Kraft to that same level for letting Tom Brady go.
I 100% do. I hope the Bucs come in here next week and prove to them that they made the wrong decision. I think we can all agree that they already made the wrong decision.
But listen, you cannot like the Mookie Betts trade. I totally understand that. You cannot like it. Some people understand why.
I just think that the way the ownership of the Reds, I mean, they've won, like you said, they've won four titles for a team that didn't win titles in a long time. And I don't know if you will agree with this, but they are hated among their fan base.
Yeah, because people tell you to hate them.
No, I mean,
there's some reasons you can dislike them. But people tell you you should hate them. And you sit there and say, okay, I hate them. Okay, whatever you say. I mean, it's just the way it is.
To me, that...
Okay, appreciate it. I mean, listen, I think there's reason. You can have an opinion about ownership. You can have an opinion about how you don't like whatever, changing Yawkey Way. You can have an opinion about Black Lives Matter poster out in right field, left field. We heard that last week. You can have an opinion about Mookie Betts leaving. But are you watching this team? Like, do you watch this team at all? Like, do you not like this team? Because of all that, have you gone away? There are people that do like this team, and those people are being shamed for liking them. That's what I think. I want to get more on this. We good?
Yeah, man. I got my feet up.
This is fun.
So we have a tweet here actually from a listener. It says, I actually think Lou does an excellent job on the radio. Both stations crap on all teams at all times for whatever reason. I feel that the Sports Hub 98.5 is far more negative than EEI. The Objective Globe sports media columnist, Chad Finn, tweets, they definitely are. And Lou is a really good broadcast host in the booth, but a replacement-level radio host.
Yeah.
Well, it's Chad. Is he the same for a columnist?
You're kind of clunky.
Who's Chad Finn?
Well, that's shady.
Does anyone respect like what he says about the media?
I always thought Alex Reamer would be the new media critic. I always felt like he should be the guy to kind of respond and critique everybody. Yep. I feel like there's time for a change.
Yeah, it's Chad Finn. All right, more of this when we come back. More of this when we come back. Maloney and Fourier. You know, when you have... Go ahead, you want to talk. No, when you... Steve, one second, please. Do people realize how stupid they sound sometimes? No, I'm talking! No. Jesus, Lee, shut up! All right? No!
Listen.
No!
Listen.
What don't we get here? One second, please. No, all right? No! Do people realize how stupid they sound sometimes? No!
No, go ahead, Lou, go ahead.
You like that one, huh? It's one of your favorites.
Well, Dunsky had a second verse, and I've heard that I have a new one coming.
Christian, I feel
waiting
bad.
For it to drop.
Yeah, you got a new one.
For what?
I don't know. Do you want to get something off your chest?
I don't.
The first half hour, I felt like I've been just...
Well, what you will find is I got something off my chest a little early before you got to work this morning, this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I called, like I said, I'm not proud of it. But, yeah, I did call, a Tampa radio station. It seems, unimportant at the moment. Well, let's keep going.
Well, okay, we will get going. By the way, we talked to
that idiot Chuck.
Yeah, we talked to we got you pranking down in Tampa, which is actually a lot of fun. Jeff Duncan of the NOLA.com is going to give us. We're going to talk a little Saints football with him at 4:00. We got big deal, no big deal at 4:30.
We also got to get into this Alex Guerrero. Alex Guerrero actually spoke with Karen Garee, and I guess everybody's jumping on board. Everybody gets to speak.
Yeah, we will do that. Who's next, Giselle? So
Giselle
Tom Senior yesterday.
What about one of his kids?
Alex Guerrero. We'll hit that next hour. Actually, probably the top of the hour we'll hit that. But let's just wrap up some of these calls. I'm going to go to Phil and Maine. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Lou, I love playoff Lou. And I got to tell you, you've been one of the first to defend this ownership, even when I bitched and complained because I can't stand the moves they didn't make at the All-Star break. I don't like them. But you've been one of the first ones to come out and defend them, saying, hey, look, they've won World Series. They've gone to playoffs. What more do you want? We can agree to disagree. But I tell you, this team is a good team, and they're playing together, and it's enjoyable to watch. And you got, Jerry Callahan, Kirk Menahan, and, Dip.
Yep.
Dip, you know who I'm talking about, Chad Finn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you can sit there and honestly tie and turn a fan base of people that have been fans for decades on decades, and just because you don't like the way they represent you or they don't cover you the same way or you don't have the same coverage with them, just suck it. Suck it.
Well, I'll say this, Phil. I mean, listen, Chad Finn doesn't rip the Red Sox. Jesus, he hasn't ripped anything in his life. Actually, he ripped Jason Tatum at one point, got all his mean messages back, and
changed his point of view.
Changed everything. Went hiding.
I was just kidding.
Didn't know how to react by writing actually a good article for one time in his life. But, I mean, I think that you've basically, I think you've witnessed it. I think you have. We've talked about it before, this fan base. Why is it negative? Why do people hate this team? You don't have to like ownership. personally for any other reason. But if you're a fan and they win four championships and they just open up the pockets and they say, how much? You want me to spend? How much? There's no cap. I'll go to 250. What do you need to win? That's what they do. I mean, I don't know. We had this conversation before. What do you want from ownership? I want them to spend money. I want them to win.
Can you imagine if the playoff setup in football was similar to baseball, where you were up and down all season, finally figured it out in September, started winning a bunch of games, and oh, by the way, you have your most hated rival coming into town for a two-game series, and you could literally knock them out of the contest here at home, Dunsky. Do you not think people would be jacked up and excited about this? Like, where is the old school hate that existed?
No, I think there are people that are. It's just that I feel like they're kind of quiet about it because they're sort of not allowed to be excited because they get shamed. They get shamed by it. They really do. Steve in the truck. Go ahead, Steve.
Lou, my Faison, my nutty jingle bats. These people, honest to God, Lou, they're a bunch of shimonandas. I'm sorry, they're horrible. Including Scott Zolak, all right, who's a blowhard. You know what? The Red Sox do a lot for the town with the telethon and a lot of other things, and it should be appreciated. If people will tell you to hate them, I'm sorry, that's so bad. You know, I'm an older guy, I'm 68, I've been following the Red Sox all my life, and as far as I'm concerned, when Gil Santos left that station went down the tubes as far as I'm concerned. I don't listen to him. I don't like any personalities. And you're 100% right.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Okay, there's the love. There's the
but I'm just
love.
I just don't I think it's all just it's the only team they don't have. So they constantly tell you all day long why the game sucks and you shouldn't listen to them, you shouldn't follow them because they don't want you to. Gary in Westfield, what's up?
How are you guys doing? I mean, the numbers speak for itself. The Red Sox have two World Series. It was 93 wins and 69 losses. They're clearly on track to do it again. See, what Chad and Jerry did was they waited until the end of July where the Red Sox really weren't doing so well, and then they really just started bashing the crap out of them. And I believe some of it, and I believe that when they said, oh, baseball is kind of a dying sport. No, it's not. I mean, just look at the standings. All these teams are on fire. I mean, this is great. We got all these teams that are fighting for wild cards. And there's even a chance that if the Rays go into a slump, we could even take the division.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Listen, it's a very good team. They have the third best record in the American League, and they're in the best division in baseball. You know, and you have the third best record in the American League. It's I don't know. It's almost like you got to, but they're flawed. No kidding. So aren't you. Look in the mirror. Who isn't perfect? Like, who's perfect? Who isn't flawed, I should say? Of course they're flawed, just like everybody else is flawed. Why do you got to be a perfect team to root for them? Right now they're playing their ass off. It's a good team. What do you got?
Do one.
Who?
Go to Landon.
Oh. Landon, in the car. What's up, Landon?
How are you?
Good.
Hey, Lou, I don't want to steal Chris Bowley's line, but the opening was, that was awesome. Right out of Tommy Boy, man. I'll tell you, the only reason we can't voice our opinion about the Sox is because we can't afford to go there. But other than that, man, I loved everything you said. The only problem I got is I can't afford to bring my kids to the game. I go down to, well, now it's the Wound Sox, the Pawtucket lost them. But but no, everything you said is right on the button. In fact, when we hear that other show come on, we die for the radio to make sure we get it over to 93.7. So you know.
Appreciate it, Landon.
So real quickly, because
I don't mind negative opinions. I just, you know.
I love
telling
opinions.
People they shouldn't watch, shouldn't listen, boycott the Red Sox like Adam Jones did.
I would encourage fans to not go.
Well, the Mini Felger guy is just comical to me.
He literally
just take exactly what he says and he tries to reproduce it at six. He literally just stole Felger's act is all he did. Why Felger actually puts up with it, I have no idea. First thing I would say is to figure out your own agenda. But this is from Reamer, okay? Friend of the show, great guy.
Yeah.
And this is interesting because we're all trying to figure out, there's so much misinformation out there about, you know, people interested in this game. And every time I watch the game, it feels like it's packed. He says, from Reamer, source, Red Sox TV ratings are up 74% this year among adults 25 to 54 and 15% from 2019. And I love the way he ends this. If you win, they will come. Especially in August and September. Especially when everything that you want it to happen is happening. I would say the story of the Red Sox of 2021 is actually pretty remarkable. How they started, the all the anger that existed at the trade deadline, how they felt sorry for themselves, I still won't buy that. How they had a terrible August, Everybody got COVID. People were being left in Canada. Nobody could get out like twice.
They had players in three different cities.
It really is amazing how they have navigated this year and what an excellent job Alex Cora has done.
Well, think about it. If you're a fan of this team, you're a fan of a Boston team. Have you not got your money's worth with this team?
Are you not entertained?
Well, are you not entertained?
Yeah, seriously.
Most of you thought they were going to win 79. I said 87, and I was called an idiot. I was wrong. It's going to be 92 in that range. But most of you thought it was going to be 79. You know, and then they just because based on the talent. You know, there's even some hosts, of course, across the street saying their pitching's not any better. That's how much they know. They don't know anything. And then when he started playing well, it was just negative, negative. They're still, like, you know, admitting that this team is flawed and they're not going to do anything, which is fine. But, if that was another team in town, I'm not sure that would be the opinion because they have the broadcast rights of it. But this team here, hey, don't go to Fenway. You heard Adam Jones. Boycott him. Don't go if I was you.
Why are we not supposed to go?
Our station's going to boycott.
Why are we not supposed to go? Because the yellow jerseys?
Because the yellow jerseys are a money grab.
It's a money grab. They're trying to earn. Yeah. They're trying to make money.
Money grab. Okay. Meanwhile, the players
did Felger
are the ones say that
earlier.
You know, I don't even
Felger
know.
Must have said that earlier.
I have no idea, but it's just this whole thing. It's you are entertained. This team is very good, and I tell you, they get into the postseason. Like I don't think anyone's rushing to play them. That Tampa team is very, very good. No one's rushing to play the Boston Red Sox. Okay, you start looking around, and this team could actually win that wild card, make the ALDS, make it very interesting, and could make the ALCS. I don't think they can win a World Series. I think the National League's too tough. Can they get there? Nothing's. I mean, anything could happen, right? I mean, anything. You look at this team right now; they're actually kind of loaded. And there's people out there that just tell you you shouldn't be able to root for this team. They shame you into it. Nick in Connecticut, what's up?
Hey guys, 25, growing up on the station forever. Biggest Jerry fan ever. Honestly, he was driving to work, driving to school every morning. Sure. Loved the guy. What happened to him was wrong. Never should. Obviously, the station be ashamed. That was a long time ago. I freaking love this team. This team's awesome. Listen, they clean it up. They stop making errors. Like you said, you're loaded. You got, who's got a better lineup than you in the American League, top to bottom right now with Dahlbeck hitting like he is? Great show, guys. Keep it up.
All right, appreciate it. I like it. Let's go to Kevin in the Cape. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Luke, Chris, how are you today?
What's up?
Hey, longtime listener. A lot of people, honest stats is that when they made the change with Jerry and Menahan, personally, that show really turned me off, and the changes they made happened. We'll leave it that with that, but I think the Greg Hill show was great. As far as the Red Sox, I mean, it seems like negativity is what sells on the radio, but everyone was all over the Red Sox. With every signing you made was a bad signing. The Sale signing was bad. The Eovaldi signing was bad. They've all turned out to be wrong. The Eovaldi signing was great. Chris Sale's a great pitcher. They couldn't afford Mookie Betts. He didn't want to be here. So I don't get what the negativity is about. I think the Red Sox have been an incredible, entertaining team this year.
Good. Kevin, listen, good. I appreciate it.
Let's go. Get to it. One more thing.
What?
Remember, so Alex Cora gets kicked out of baseball.
Yeah.
They kick him out of baseball.
Hmm.
The Red Sox bring him back.
Mm.
You wanted him to come back. I didn't think they'd do it. Didn't think the Red Sox had the stones to bring him back. I didn't think they wanted the criticism. They did. They brought him back. I mean, talk about a redemption story. Like, this is exactly what movies are made of. This is exactly how you go, inside the NFL, inside Major League Baseball. It really is a remarkable story. I get if you're not interested in baseball in August. Neither am I. It's a tough watch, even though the summer sucked and it rained all the time, like every single day in July. I get it. But now, we're down to the home stretch now. Like, this is where it gets fun and interesting,
nine
where you
games.
Will actually devote some time to find out if they can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole chip on their shoulder that they're kind of, embracing, the Red Sox team, like, they're literally embracing this chip on their shoulder. They've embraced the yellow jersey, like the yellow uniform. I like it. Usually I could care less. It's no different than a rally monkey. It's no different than any other superstition that any other team would, include in their whole, movement. Same thing.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And the Rays are a good team. I was just thinking about them the other day. No, they're a good team. You know, the three starters in the playoffs are going to be all like rookies.
Good.
Every single one of them?
Choke.
All rookies. Patino, okay. McClanahan. And, I mean, this kid Rasmussen's not a rookie, but he's been starting for like 2 years. Let's see how they look like.
Okay, so how many of these? Okay, pick your three best ones. Let me see how many we can squeeze in the next 5 minutes.
Matt in Rhode Island, go.
Hey, guys. My great-grandfather played for the Boston Braves. I've been down for this team forever. No propaganda from any of these guys is going to change that. No, I don't like ownership. But what you just said, Christian, huge Alex Cora guy. And when they brought him back, it showed a lot of balls. He took everything on the chin. That's why I love this team.
Yeah, and
I think they can be dangerous in the playoffs.
Appreciate it.
And then, you know what? You ask him about it. I thought that the questions about what happened would go away. They don't. He never changes course. He answers every single. It would be exhausting. Here we go again. When's it going to leave? It doesn't.
Mark in New Bedford. What's up, Mark? Go ahead, buddy. You're on.
I'd like to talk about my grandfather, who in 1920 was born. Every Saturday, listen to the Red Sox. I went over there to cut the grass. We took the time. Listen to the Red Sox. It's about the team on the field. No matter what year it is, doesn't matter who left, who played before, who played last year, it's about who's on the field, who's motivating, who's ready to play, and who's ready to win. It's not about who left. Well, let's cry about this guy. Let's talk about that guy. Let's talk about who's on the field. The effort is there. I see it every night. I stay up. I see it every night.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. And one thing, too, Ness and I know is for a fact that they're excited about the last couple of years is the amount of young people watching the Red Sox. That is up. So, I mean, people can keep throwing out their stuff, and you can keep believing it all you want, but some of it obviously isn't factual. Like, again, like Callahan and Beadle both talking about 20,000. No one's going to these games. People forget they only allowed 4,500 the first 20, 10, and 9,000 the next 10. That's 30 games. 30 games. You do the math. I mean, figure it out. How do you not even bring that up when you get all pissed off about it? Mike and Randolph. Go ahead, Mike.
Fellas, love the show. Christian, I couldn't agree with you more. What Cora has done to this team, I mean, he's brought structure back to them, which is phenomenal. I'm telling you guys right now, you bury the pinstripes right now. You have a chance, take two or three, maybe sweep them. See you later. That team had so many expectations, and everyone was all over them. Bury them right now. Get into the playoffs. And, Lou, couldn't agree with you more. If you get into a series, you don't want to play this team. They're hot. You know, you talked about the National League, you know, how good teams are in the National League. In 2013, I didn't think that team was that good. But when you get hot, you get momentum, things start to go your way. I'm telling you right now, bury these guys at the first step of the postseason, and you never know what could happen.
All right, appreciate it. You got it, Mike.
Keep it going.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What the hell?
By the way, Chad Finn's now blocking people on Twitter who are responding to him about your rant. That's how soft he is.
How could a media reporter in Boston?
Isn't a media critic
he
supposed
hates getting
to like
exposed?
Like, well, if you're a media critic, you can't have choose sides, right? You can't be pro one side. Can't you have to be objective? Don't you have to kind of look at it for what it is?
He hates being
can't
exposed.
You be influenced?
It's
you can't be influenced by
him.
One side. Your opinion is going to be. It's fraudulent, is it not?
Yes, it is. But unfortunately, people for some reason give him some credibility. I have no idea why.
Alex Reamer, you're the next one.
I have no idea. Keep blocking everybody, you sensitive little. Hey, Brendan, what's up, man? You're in Rhode Island, aren't you? Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Sure.
So, Lou, curious if you think the players are kind of aware of this like negative aura around the team, and then how do you think it kind of affects them?
I think they use it to their advantage. And I think that this team, I think given what they went through, I told you once they got through COVID what was going to happen, and it's happening, because I do think part of that is, and I know, remember Ottavino actually was disappointed, saying Josh Taylor, right, who's some of the decisions of these guys, unvaccinated, whatever it is. But once they got through it together as a team, and now they're kind of, they're rolling once they got through this COVID thing. Yeah, I think they hear people ripping them. They hear people saying they have no chance. They hear people saying they got 79 wins. Now, then they hear people say they're done. And I think the team feeds off it. Every team does. And if you don't think that they should do that, then you hate the Patriots because they've been doing it for the last 25 years. Right? Every team does that. All right, listen, speaking of the Patriots, you ready to move on a little bit? We'll address this
one more
later.
One more.
Joe in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? First time call. You guys doing a great job without the big O around.
Appreciate it.
So what's up? What needs to happen?
They need to start reaching down to the minor leagues and bring somebody up with a rocket arm, and they get a kid down there that they haven't pulled up yet, and I can't figure out why.
Are you talking about a pitcher?
A pitcher from the minors that needs to be brought up immediately with a laser.
All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. I don't know who it is. I didn't want to know. Because I can imagine where that was going to go.
I bet it was D's.
It was probably D's. I think it was.
Both of them.
Oh, he tried to get us. D's.
I feel like we should let that go.
I don't know how it was going.
I feel like we should let, if you can get these nuts in there.
Sorry, Joe.
I feel like we should kind of.
Thank you.
No, do you have to dump that?
I had no clue where you were going.
Mac Jones says that.
No clue where he was going with that.
Ryan's like freaking out right now.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to sit around.
Can we say D's nuts?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, good. That's good. Perfect.
So the next caller, if you could somehow squeeze that in, I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, okay. See, he just carried on too long. He should have just went right to the joke.
I know.
Now I got a little nervous about where we were going to go with that one.
We let it go.
Yeah, we should have let that go. I apologize. Come back with another one, please. Get us a little bit later on. All right, we're going to move on a little bit. We'll address this later on. I know we play Tampa Bay next week. Not we, because I don't play for the Patriots. But they play Tampa Bay next week. And yesterday it was Tom Brady Sr. Today it was Alex Guerrero who sat down with Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald. We'll get into what he said about Tom Brady and his experience in New England. We'll do that next on Maloney and Fauria. By the way, this hour is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.